Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, hour number two. We have Catherine Austin Fitch, former Assistant Secretary of Housing, coming on to talk about, in the first Bush administration, talk about 9/11, corruption, her open letter to Condoleezza Rice, "You are a liar." Loaded phone lines. They're now moving to put implantable chips in the news, in the homeless, the old people, the children, the troops, the police. If you want to get into bars, clubs, resorts, amusement parks, you're going to have the chip. Openly being discussed, total, absolute insanity. FDA just approved a DARPA program to put brain chips in us. Of course, put them in the criminals to make them behave and be good servants. That was in CBS News 3 years ago. Now here it is in the mainstream media again. Just the insanity of it. But last night in Bush's stage press conference, he went into more detail than he did last year. A reporter said, "What was your biggest mistake after 9/11? Bush, after a five-second pause, "I wish you'd have given me this written question ahead of time so I could plan for it." And then he went on to say, he paused again. He goes, "You know, I'm sure something will pop in my head here in the midst of this press conference with all the pressure of trying to come up with the answer," but it hadn't yet. So he admitted that everything was given to him beforehand, and this reporter asked an unscripted question. Now, he just slipped up a little bit last year while he was lying about weapons of mass destruction and keeping us all safe before he went into Iraq on the eve of that war last March. Was it like on March 6th or something? Here is a clip of that where he says it's scripted. I'm not going to you. It's scripted. Go ahead and play that clip.
"The risk that somehow that inaction will make the world safer is a risk I'm not willing to take for the American people." You'll be there in a minute. King, John King. This is a scripted.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Okay, play that again. Again, a reporter in the second row raises their hand, and he points out, hey, this is scripted, because it's all in order according to his teleprompter, and the media needs to address this, because never before, you know, why don't they just announce it staged? You see, they're not even announcing it, and it's staged. But last night, he came right out and said, "I wish you'd have given me this beforehand in a written format." Play it again.
"The risk that somehow that inaction will make the world safer is a risk I'm not willing to take for the American people." You'll be there in a minute. King, John King. This is a scripted.
Thank you, Mr. President.
You know, I'm going to try to take this tonight, but if somebody's got it, you've got to send it to me. That's how you can help me. Because, again, I didn't tape it. I saw part of it online, listened to it, read the transcript. I just somehow couldn't. Well, actually, I was live on TV when he was giving the speech last night on my own TV show, and then I got home at night and couldn't find a blank tape. I've gone through so many, and this morning I'm sitting there waiting to record it, and I get to watch Tenet up there saying, "Domestic CIA is going to run your life." But this is very, very serious, so we'll get your response to it, because that was last year, and they changed the transcript to say unscripted, where he clearly says scripted. All the national transcripts altered that to unscripted. Last night he comes out and says it is scripted, and you should have given this to me in written form beforehand. This has got to be responded to. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go ahead and talk to Bob in Colorado. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. The chips and everything are alarming, but I've seen there's something going on here in Colorado that just blows my mind. All day long on the TV stations, they're advertising for people to participate some kind of an experimental thing on a new smallpox vaccination.
And they actually because they tried to forcibly make the police and firefighters take it. 99%+ refused.
Right.
And they passed a law to make us all take it, but everybody's just refusing, so now they're trying to advertise it to pay you to do it.
And they will pay people to do this, which will put the live vaccine, virus or whatever it is,
into. They admit it can spread from it, yes.
Yeah, which is just unreal. It's unbelievable. Why in the world would anyone want to do that?
Sir, they publicly put cancer viruses and sterilization systems in the vaccines. That's public.
Well, how would you want to participate, though? That's crazy.
Because they're idiots. They're morons.
Yeah.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filter now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, hour number 2, 8 minutes into it. Thanks for joining us. Last year, Bush, in his pre-war ultimatums press conference to his business partner, Saddam Hussein, always his business partner, Manuel Noriega, Saddam Hussein, bin Laden. A reporter tried to ask a question. He said, hey, this is scripted. I'm going to this guy. But then they had unscripted in the transcripts. Well, last night he just came out and said, this is scripted. You didn't give me this question before in writing. And he turned red and paused for another 5 seconds and said, I'm just waiting for something to pop into my head. Very, very serious. A horrible display. He was up there shaking when he talked about, oh, I'm so sad for those that died. Well, yeah, your boss has killed all those people. You should be pretty upset if you had any conscience, but you don't. You're a member of the Order of Death, Skull and Bones, with your cousin, John Forbes Carey. And then we've got the Sun Sentinel chip implanted in cop's hand, but allow only officers to fire gun. There's moves to put it in the homeless and the criminals and the foreigners and the troops and the police. And we had an applied digital vendor on a couple of weeks ago, and he said, oh yeah, I've talked to the CEO, it's a global ID, you'll have to have it to buy and sell, and the Italian government's about to make all their employees take it, we're going to put it in all the police, and hey, here it is in the newspaper. And then even worse, FDA yesterday approved implantable chips in your brain, We have the AP article there. FDA approves human brain implant. We found out this is a DARPA operation, and we linked to some of the old stories where DARPA says, by law, the Army is going to put chips in all of our brains. Now, this sounds insane. Yeah, it's Twilight Zone. It's the Associated Press, okay? I'm sorry to have to announce this to you. 5 years ago, you never thought they'd be saying we all got to take chips. Sean Hannity, you know, every child needs a chip. Don't let the liberals get you, take a chip. See, it's liberal to turn in your guns, liberal to open the borders, liberal to worship world government, liberal to have the Pentagon running most of the media. I want to thank her for joining us, and she's an incredibly articulate, intelligent person. Catherine Austin Fitch, former Assistant Secretary of Housing under Lord Bush, an open letter to Condoleezza Rice, you are a liar. It's similar to an article I wrote pointing out her lies, because it's universal lies. Great minds think alike. Catherine, good to have you on the show.
Alex, it's great to be on. I've got to tell you, just even listening to your commercials wakes me up.
Well, thank you. What do you did you watch the chief stumbling, bumbling puppet last night admit that whole press conference was pre-screened?
I didn't watch it, Alex. I don't own a television. I don't watch TV, so I did not watch it. I've read the reports about it, but I haven't watched it.
What do you think about him now admitting that it's scripted? This is a big deal. We need to ask the media, how is this scripted? Why didn't you tell us it was scripted? This is like something out of Russia or something.
Most press conferences in Washington are scripted. I mean, the news at this point is very, the corporate media is very controlled. It's interesting. I read an article from, I think it was The Guardian or The Observer in London last week, where the reporter had both people from CNN and the Israeli government conceding that one call from the Israeli government could get a story killed at CNN. So we're looking at media. We're looking at corporate media that's very controlled. That's why your radio show is so popular. People want media that's not controlled.
You heard me get into the plans to forcibly put chips, not now under our skin, but in our brains. DARPA says they'd like to do this. That's off the charts, but it's mainstream news. I mean, I can't believe this. What do you think about that?
Well, I don't know anything about that in particular. What I will say is that what I've observed for the last 12 years is a growing policies to control in very central ways the economy, people's behavior, that is nuts. Doesn't make sense. Doesn't work. You know, it's kind of the Tower of Babel. And but the ideas that come up and are proposed and implemented are frightening.
Well, I mean, the normal response to what they're now doing would be running down the street, screaming, pulling your hair out, going, Martians are landing. I mean, the thing, you know, the scale of things, it's like opening your, you know, it's a dark night, you open your front door, you walk in, and an 8-foot werewolf is standing in your living room. You know, the stuff that's happening is the same scale of tyranny and scariness. And
right,
I'm not saying werewolves.
I'm a great believer that if you have a good map of your world, my pastor always says, if we can face it, God can fix it. And I think step one is to take a deep breath and take a deeper look at what's happening and why. I once wrote an article. Somebody asked me if I'd run for president. I wrote an article saying why I would decline to run for president. But permit me to just play a game. And for a second, let's appoint Alex Jones president of the United States. Can we do that?
Okay.
Okay. You're the president of the United States, and I'm gonna be your Secretary of Treasury. Because if you ever become the president, I want to be your Secretary of Treasury. So, but you've got a political advisor. Let's say Karl Rove is now your political advisor. So Karl Rove, we come into the Oval Office, you're the president, you're sitting behind the president's desk, and Karl Rove says, Mr. President, everybody in America wants a check. Okay? That's what they want. So you look at me and you say, well, what does that mean? Because your director of office of management and budget is going to be sitting there crunching the numbers, and I'm going to say, Mr. President, we're going to have to borrow more money. And so we got to do whatever the creditors want, right? Because we've got a bunch of creditors globally who are financing our governmental apparatus. And in fact, the people, the lead investors among our creditors own the companies that run our computer accounting payment systems, our banking accounts. So our whole government is run operationally or financially by the creditors. So if everybody wants their check, what do you have to do? You're the president.
Well, I've got to expand the fiat money system.
You got to make the creditors happy, right?
Yes.
Let me give you an example, because we can bring this down to a neighborhood level and look at it in your neighborhood. In the summer 2000, I think I told you this story when we talked earlier. In the summer 2000, I was giving a speech to a wonderful group of people called the International Spiritual Frontiers Foundation, and we were talking about the Department of Justice, the CIA Inspector General report that admitted, yes, we were dealing cocaine to your children, and the fact that the Department of Justice says the United States financial system is the worldwide leader in money laundering. Laundering about $500 billion to $1 trillion a year. So I said to the audience of these very spiritually committed people, what would happen if we stopped all money laundering and organized crime in America tomorrow? And so we had a little discussion, and they said, well, you know, the stock market would go down and our mutual funds would go down and we'd have trouble financing the deficit because, you know, these guys are all our creditors now. And, you know, our taxes might go up or our government checks would my stuff. So I said, okay, well, let's pretend there's a big red button up here on the lectern, and if you push that button, you can stop all narcotics trafficking to your children tomorrow. Who here will push the button? And out of 100 people dedicated to evolving our society spiritually, Alex, guess how many would push the button?
One person.
One person, that's right. One person would push the button. So I said to the other 99 people spiritually dedicated to evolving our society spiritually, I said, why would you not push the button? And they said, we don't want our mutual funds to go down, and we don't want our government checks to stop, and we don't want our taxes to go up. And I said, so what you're saying is you want a group of people, you know, including with support from the Department of Justice and the CIA, to continue to facilitate the marketing of narcotics trafficking to your children and grandchildren. And they said, yes, that's right. And so
what they don't get, though, is the system's a fraud run by criminals. We could get out of this system and all of us be better off, but we have this commitment to this evil now by the so-called middle class. It's actually, this system is destroying the middle class.
Well, the central banking warfare system has been in existence and growing for 500 some years. But we as a society, as a culture, as an economy, are financially dependent on doing things that hurt other people, including ourselves. And so part of what has to change, I wrote a letter to Condoleezza Rice, and I said, you're a liar. But what I will also turn around and tell you is that the National Security Council, the President, the Department of Justice, if they don't lie, the American people will slaughter them. Because the American people send a dollar to Washington, and then we get $2 back. And so at some point in that algebraic equation, something's got to change.
And this was designed by the big central banks, admittedly,
right,
to destroy private capital, to centralize control,
right,
in the hands of just a few families. But Catherine, I want to get into your letter to Condoleezza Rice,
sure,
but on the bigger scale, this elite has designed this to get control of our lives. Now they're in the end game scenario for total tyranny, total,
right,
control. It's just rampant corruption in the government, as you said. I mean, it's not just drug dealing, it's everything else. Now they're trying to bring in a high-tech control grid. How do we stop this?
Well, there are a couple ways. And let me walk through. The most important thing, Alex, is that every person who takes action must take those actions which is energizing for them and their family in their particular situation. So there's no right action or wrong action. But step number one, the number one most important thing everybody has to do is pray and meditate. The prayers are very powerful. Our meditations are very powerful. If our intent is to have an open, free society, we need to project that and not have the spirit of fear. So that's number one. Number two, let me tell you the most important thing that can change this, and that's what I call consumer power. We vote at the polls every year or 2 years, and given black box voting, you know, there's real concern about, you know, after what happened in 2000 in Florida, whether our vote counts as much as we'd like.
Well, we just had that here in Austin. Well, I'll get into that later, but it's
right,
a total
we
fraud.
We vote in the marketplace every day with our time, our attention, our money, and that vote, Alex, is so powerful, and Americans have not realize the power that they have. And that's because if we start to look behind the government and say, who is the government? You know, who's really doing this? And you look at the companies, the corporations, the defense contractors, the banks that are running these different agencies, and we can get into that if you want.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's get into the crime syndicate that runs the world, who they are, what they like to do, what their plan is for us. And then I want to get into how you woke up to all this when you were in the federal government. And we'll take calls and cover a bunch of news. Stay with us.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 02 to January of 04, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than a euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than a euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 02, gold spot was 283. January of 04, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Do you know there's a price war in the insurance business? Well, right now, don't wait. You call Termbusters, and you could save up to 40% on quality term life insurance. Call now. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. Here's one example. A male age 50, non-tobacco, issue preferred, $500,000 of coverage is only $113 a month. Guaranteed for 20 years. Call Termbusters to save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. We have smokers rates too. We specialize in $500,000 and up term life insurance coverage. Call my friends at Termbusters now to see if you can save up to 40% on term life insurance. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748. 800-430-6748.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've just been told that on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we've just posted the video clip of Lord Bush admitting that the press conference was completely scripted in our so-called free society. That's coming up later. And yes, your phone calls in the next segment. Catherine Austin Fitz is our guest. You can read her open letter to Lord Rice at Infowars.com. We have a link to her story. An open letter to Lord Rice. You are a liar. In two compact packets of nutshell information, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you woke up to the New World Order, and then what the New World Order is, what this global crime syndicate is, and what their final goal is, because I really respect your opinion on this.
I was a partner and member of the board of directors of Dillon Reed, which was a Wall Street investment banking firm. I left in 1989 to become Assistant Secretary of Housing in the first Bush administration. That's the organization that runs about a $500 billion portfolio of mortgage insurance operation to finance homes and apartment buildings and real estate around the country. I was fired after 18 months by Jack Kemp because I was too good at cleaning up Iran-Contra fraud. I was ordered to do the cleanup, but the problem was it was working. I then left the Bush administration and was invited by the Chief of Staff Sununu and Secretary of the Treasury Brady to join the Federal Reserve as a governor. But what had happened, Alex, is I had discovered the Internet when I was in the administration and really believed that the Internet and information or digital technology could give us what we needed to get neighborhoods off of the government dole and out of debt and financing with equity privately. So I saw a real opportunity to turn things around because right now...
By the way, that's the big no-no. That's why the Federal Reserve had to take over, because they don't want private capital accumulation. They want a debt-based system.
Right. And of course, for freedom to exist or prosperity to exist, you got to have an equity-based system. It's that simple. And of course, as you know, fiat currency is not going to work. So I was a great believer that I had tremendous support from my partners and the people I'd worked with, who you would describe as the New World Order, to try and find an alternative system, a better way. And so I started a private company, the Hamilton Securities Group, to try and prototype how we could finance communities with equity in a transparent model. Right now, how the money works by place is not accessible to you. You and your family don't get a financial report from government saying, you know, here's the sources and uses of all your money, and here's how we performed in Austin, Texas. That information is available, but not to citizens. And so my passion was making that available, because one of the things that had happened to me in the Bush administration was I tried to promote more financial transparency, and that was part of the tension. So anyway, so we started Hamilton. It was very successful. Several years later, the Clinton administration, on a competitive bid, hired us back to help re-engineer defaulted mortgages at FHA. We implemented the things they requested. It was very successful, and then we were fired by the Clinton administration. So I want you to know, Alex, I have perfect bipartisan credentials. Been fired by both Republicans and Democrats.
So when did you wake up that it was a giant drug dealing, wicked system?
Well, I had been told those things, but I didn't believe it. And then when we were fired by the Clinton administration, have you seen the movie Enemy of the State with Will Smith and
Gene Yes.
Hackman? Okay, one of my friends introduces me at conferences and says, this woman played Will Smith in real life. And I went through what has now been a 9-year enemy of the state process. I had 18 audits investigations. I was basically terrorized by the Department of Justice and still am being terrorized by the Department of Justice. I'm due in court in 2 weeks. So, and that process forced me to say, something's wrong here. Why would the Department of Justice terrorize, seize, destroy a leader of transparency of how the money works by place and in the government? And as I researched and kept dealing with my situation, what I learned was how many people were complicit in this economic dependency on doing bad things. And that's when the red button story I described to you. So I started to research and write articles. In 1998, when I was literally running for my life, I was dealing with serious physical harassment surveillance, I found Mike Rupert, who you know. And Mike Rupert started to educate me about how the narcotics trafficking worked. And as an investment banker, I had always thought narcotics trafficking was not that important, because if you look at total financial fraud or organized crime, narcotics trafficking is a relatively small financial percentage. But I hadn't appreciated the impact that it had on our personal lives and how the train tracks of narcotics trafficking had really built up.
Yeah, it's used to beef up the private prisons. It's used to militarize the police.
Right.
It's used to destroy the Bill of Rights.
Right.
And that secret river of hundreds of millions of dollars is used to finance black budget operations. Tell you what, stay there. We'll come back, get more into this. Then we'll get into 9/11, and we're going to go to your calls, too.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Urgent message. Effective April 14, 2004, heavy fines and penalties will be imposed for all persons and entities who are not in compliance with HIPAA. HIPAA is a federal law designed to protect all patients' private health information. It impacts over 30 million health professionals, but will also impact professionals outside of the medical field. This year, Health and Human Services has developed a program to reward those who report violators of HIPAA. There are thousands of violations currently, and the numbers are growing. Who needs to be HIPAA compliant and certified? The solution lies with a cutting-edge company that is redefining HIPAA training. Come see why this company is becoming the industry's leader in HIPAA education. Visit us at yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Again, that's yourhipaacert.com or call us at 720-312-0709. Act now before action is taken against you. Don't think it affects you. If your company provides insurance through its employees, it does. Call today, 720-312-0709. It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Friends, having a tyrannical government is the most horrible thing you can have in your life. They killed 200 million people last century alone. These bankers funded Hitler, Stalin, Mao. The government now admits they put Mao into power. The U.S. government did. That's even on the History Channel, CIA people bragging about it. David Rockefeller worshiping Mao in the New York Times, how good he was. Killed 50 million people. I mean, they're total control freaks. Their religion is power. They're the priest of power. And control and sadistic wickedness. They enjoy it. It's the only way they could carry all this out. It's a psychopathic synthesis because a normal, rational person with morals couldn't do all this. Only the most wicked, and in a sick way, it's that social Darwinism they believe in, that survival of the fittest, but it's our own species breeding us, dumbing us down like drooling cattle, doing everything to break down our society. We'll go to Brock and Laura and Dave and Maggie and others here in a few minutes. We're talking to Catherine Austin Fitch, former Assistant Secretary of Housing, who found out about all of this and has gone public, and she's written an open letter to Condoleezza Rice. But continuing, just in a nutshell again, just the drug dealing, the heroin, the cocaine, who they bust is the cowboys that don't pay their cut. But the money off the drugs is only a small part of it. It's also the war it creates domestically, which is a smokescreen for a war against the people when the globalists themselves bring in the enemy, the illegal narcotics. Go ahead.
Well, but let's talk about where the opportunity is for us, because right now the big problem is we all take the position that our money has no smell. So as long as we're not doing it, but we're getting lots of money from it, you know, we're happy. And the problem, Alex, is the crowd will always vote for the guy who gives them the money. So if I don't know where your money comes from, but you've got bokoodle money because you're doing this, then I vote for you. I mean, have you seen The Passion, Mel Gibson's new movie about the life of Jesus, or the crucifixion?
Yes.
Okay, well, the crowd votes for the criminal. The Romans give him a chance. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
our society is stuck in a prisoner's dilemma. If I was to go to Council on Foreign Relations, sit down with the executive committee, try to persuade them to, you know, behave differently, they'd say the crowd always votes for the criminal because the criminal has the money. We're stuck. We're in a prisoner's dilemma, and that's why.
But that's the fraud, is that in a real system, a system of freedom built this country, now the parasites have taken over. It's an illusion.
In their system, they've got the purse strings. To take it back, we need power, and the way we get power is by taking responsibility. The problem, yes, we're centralizing economic and political power, and the people leading that, you and I might call evil, or they're doing evil, but there's a bigger problem, and that is from the point of view of the birds, the trees, and the dolphins, the planet's better off without humans. In other words, we are all complicit in what I would call as an investment banker, a negative return on investment economy, and there are very few of us who are really actively looking to change our individual lifestyles so that our money is cleansed, our money has no smell, and we have a positive return on investment economy.
Let me stop you right there, Catherine, because okay. At the highest levels of the global system, they will say they're bringing in all this tyranny to then get total control so that they can save the earth, so they can reduce the population, when in truth, they're just a bunch of psychopaths that love doing this.
Okay, let me tell you what we can do tomorrow. If everybody in America turned off corporate media and shifted their attention and subscriptions and purchases to media that tells the truth, think of what that would do. That's number one.
Well, already, let me stop you, 45% in major studies have already left the mainstream media to alternative media. Isn't that part of why they're panicking?
Yep. But imagine if we could shift another 5 or 10%. Because then the honest person's going to start to have market power. Now, let's talk real turkey. If everybody in America took their checking accounts, their money, their credit cards out of big banks, particularly the banks that control the different Federal Reserves around the country, and moved it back into the well-managed local small credit union or small bank, because what we've got here is a war between the people who believe in centralization of economic power and the people who believe in decentralized. But you know something, Alex? I will go make a speech to 2,000 people on just these issues, and sure enough, they all bank at Citibank. They all bank it back in New York. They got credit cards from Citibank, you know, on and on and on and on. And so we got to walk our talk. If we shift our media attention and money, we shift our bank deposits, we shift our purchases back to local businesses under local control, then we're starting to gain power over the situation.
And that's why the globalists are racing to move everything to Mexico, India, and China.
Absolutely.
So the paradigm goes in their way to the point of no return.
Absolutely.
How far away are we from the point of no return in this economic system they've built to guarantee
independence? You're never beyond the point of no return, because until the planet, you know, is extinct. In other words, the Tower of Babel historically has always fallen. Part of what you're seeing, I didn't see the press conference, but part of what you're seeing is that highly centralized systems don't work because they're nowhere near as intelligent as decentralized
systems.
Well,
they can't adapt. They're very centralized.
Right. Our world is invented. We invent our world. We invent our world with our thoughts, with our prayers, with our transactions, and no one is as smart as all of us. And the power of truth is it has a much faster learning speed in a decentralized system.
Well, that's it. We have weapons in the info war that will destroy their biggest capital ships instantly if we'll only fire the weapons. Laying around us with our minds, our mouths, our energies, our purchase power are weapons that will lay waste to their biggest juggernaut.
Right, but the question is, when are we going to be worthy? Because most people in America are not on the positive return on investment side. They're in the middle of the road. You know, I listen to everybody talk about how Kerry administration is going to be better. You know, the leading people advising Kerry on economics, one is Rubin, who's a co-chairman of the biggest money laundering institution in America, bringing drugs into your neighborhood or helping reinvest the money, and I can give you stories and documentation on that personally.
Well, they sent the Grasso, the head of the New York Stock Exchange, there's Reuters photos of him meeting with the chief drug dealer saying, invest your money with us.
Right. So what we now have to, if 73,000, because America's just 73,000 neighborhoods, Alex. America's 73,000 neighborhoods. If every one of us turned this around in our neighborhood and then we collaborated together, this can be turned around and it can be done safely because nobody's going to put you in jail for marching down, taking your money out of Citibank and putting it in Farmers and Merchants Bank in Bolivar, Tennessee. Right?
So the key is go to the little local banks. How do you find out if it's really a local bank? Because lots of them are just big fronts.
Well, that's true, but you know, we need, you know, one of the things I propose, if you go to my website at www.solari.com, is something called a Solari Circle or a Solari Circle Investment Bank. A Solari Circle is basically, don't worry so much about whether there is a conspiracy, you need to start one, okay? Get a group of people together in your neighborhood, start learning about how the money works in your neighborhood, figure out who the banks are, who owns them, who's well-managed, who's not. I mean, if you're a member of the Chamber of Commerce or Rotary International or your farm co-op in your neighborhood...
And the globalists are very good at controlling the grassroots organizations. You're saying because we're...
Let me tell you why they
We can go in and take them over.
They control because if you're the honest small business person in your Rotary or whatever, what you know is that the crowd will always vote for the criminal because the criminal can throw around more money than you can. And the honest guy, let's get right down to the real deal, Alex. If I'm a businessman who's laundering huge money in my community versus the guy who's being honest and is not laundering money, who's going to get laid more?
Well, I don't want to use that analogy,
let's talk about real incentive systems. Who gets the beautiful woman? The guy who's got all the money or the guy who's the honest, hardworking guy, you know, building a business?
Well, let me stop you. MTV uses that image to manipulate our young people that have your pants hanging down around your ankles, wear all these earrings,
right,
deal drugs, and you get the Escalade.
Right. But this comes back, you know, what I always tell women is women can change this tomorrow. Not only do we move our bank deposits, but if every woman in America said, I'm not associating with, I'm not flirting with, I'm not dating, I'm not marrying anybody whose money's dirty, what do you think's going to happen?
Well, and the globalists are masters. That's why they set up Gloria Steinem and the fake feminist movement as the CIA to have women go with the system. And Hitler said this.
Right,
first you get the women, then you've got the children, so follow the men.
Right, but for 9 years, Alex, I have been working, speaking, and living through 18 audits, investigations, smear campaign, physical harassment, and what I found is, you know, is that with all the people I've worked with, all the people I deal with, the speed at which somebody can get bought away quick by, you know, the right foundation grant or a nice phone call from the right person in this place, you know, we're all complicit in this thing.
Well, I mean, Catherine... Exactly. I mean, I've gotten the phone call 5-6 years ago offering me $1 million a year to go with a big network and sell out and be a neocon. I mean,
you know
I'm actually...
why? Because it's more fun to be on our team. It is more fun to be on. I mean, I've had more, despite all the things I've gone through, I have more fun and I associate with a much higher, more fun, intelligent caliber person. I mean, the pro-decentralization team, Alex, is going to win because it's more fun.
Well, I know this. I'm disgusted by the criminals. I'm disgusted by their institutionalized wickedness. I mean, the New World Order, DynCorp, was caught kidnapping 200,000 women and children and was convicted in civil court in 2001. I just hate their evil. I can't stand bullies.
Let me tell you what's going to happen now, and it's thanks to people like you, Alex.
Okay, and then we'll go to calls. Go ahead.
I took that article on DynCorp to a friend of mine here in where I live in Hickory Valley, Tennessee. And she came back to me and she said, I cannot fathom that this is happening and our congressmen and our senators are not doing anything about it. And what's been going on in America is Americans are a very decent and wonderful people, but they can't fathom that this has really been going on. And the minute they fathom that it is, and that's part of what's come out on this testimony in 9/11, they are a mighty force, and their money and their transactions and their prayers are a mighty force, and that force is now about to be unleashed.
Well, I have to say this, Catherine. I have to say this. This is important. I don't say this for a pep rally. Six, 7 years ago, I was saying, you know, we're doomed. Nobody's waking up. I can't believe this is going on. Now, I've done over 1,500 radio interviews. No one calls in to disagree. I mean, maybe one out of 30 calls. Everybody I talk to is waking up. I am seeing a huge awakening, and I just thank God for it, all over the place.
Yep. Yep. The time has come for us to use our consumer power and our prayers to shift this in a mighty way, and I think it's about to happen.
But here's the problem. I think they're getting ready to release smallpox or Nuka City, try to get us back online. They've set up the oppression, tyranny. They may go to the next level. Their top military generals are saying martial law is good. We're about to give you martial law. I mean, how do we counter that? I guess by exposing who the terrorists are.
And forgive all my biblical references, but I love the stories. Do you know the story of Gideon in the Bible?
Yes.
Gideon had an army of 300 people. They came down the side of the mountain banging pitchers and lanterns with no weapons. And the Midianites, who were so distrustful and suspicious of each other, jumped up in the middle of the night and killed each other. I call it the Midianite strategy. As we bring illumination and shift the money, the funny thing about the opposing the pro-centralization team is they're so, you know, they steal from each other, Alex. And every time we illuminate, you know, the Tower of Babel will fall.
So when we damage one of their structures, they suddenly, like great white sharks, smell the blood and start gobbling.
They're going after each other.
Well, a great white shark, if it's in a frenzy and its own guts are hanging out, will start eating its own guts.
That's exactly what you're watching. I call it the Midianite thing. We are watching the Midianite thing happening in great. I mean, you had Ashcroft and all the folks from the Clinton administration pointing fingers at each other. You know, he's to blame, she's to blame. You know, it's happening.
All right, let's take some calls here. And again, we have Catherine Austin Fitz, former Assistant Secretary of Housing under Lord Bush the First, on the show. Let's go ahead, and I appreciate you guys holding. I guess Brock in Canada is up first. Brock, go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me. I was just fascinated by your surmisal that you think something, the globalists are getting ready to blow something up. I
said that in July of 2001. Now I'm assured of it. I've seen enough indicators. They are on go date right now. I will guarantee you in the next 10 months, unless we get the word out, they're going to nuke a city, release smallpox, or fly more planes into buildings.
Well, I'm fascinated.
You know, I haven't said that for the last 2.5 years.
You did call that in July. You said something was going to happen to New York in 2001, and sure enough, it did. And I just would like to be optimistic, but I think there's too many people duped by the controlled press.
It's the opposite. Too many people are waking up. They've got to throw it in high gear. It's desperation.
Yeah, well, I think you're doing a wonderful job. You know I feel that. I just think there's just too many out there who are duped, and I hope that...
Let me tell you what they do. They screen the calls on these national radio shows to give you the illusion that everybody's buying. Or
yeah.
They only put inarticulate people on who disagree with them that they can cut up in little pieces. Catherine?
I don't understand.
What I'm saying is that he's getting the view that everybody's buying into the lies, and I'm telling him that the big national shows are scripted. That's why he gets that illusion.
I have to tell you, I live in the middle of the country. I travel all over the country. I don't see any buying of the lies whatsoever. What I see are people who are challenged to find a effective solution. And that's why I talk about consumer power, because I think people know that they're being fed lies, but they don't want to say anything about it unless they have a pathway to express themselves, which is positive. And so the minute they understand that by voting with their money and their media attention, I think you can see tremendous shift.
Well, we've already seen 45% of people leave television entirely.
Yeah, I mean, what I see on the ground throughout America is I don't see people buying the lies at all, But at the same time, they don't want to talk about it. They want to do something that is practical and that's going to be get someplace.
Okay, thanks for the call, Brock. Dave in Colorado, or actually Laura's up next. Laura in Virginia, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I was on your show before. I don't know if you remember me or not. Are you still there?
Yes, I am. Pertaining to what?
I'm here. I'm in the military, and I'm trying to get out, actually, because I don't like what's going on. They have they've been given the smallpox shot here in Virginia, actually, through the military. And I've been listening to your show for quite some time, you know, and the Skull and Bones. I've watched the video of Skull and Bones throughout history with the Harrimans and all the evil crap that they've been doing throughout the years, and the banks started, actually.
Ma'am, do me a favor. Watch your language, okay? What else is on your mind?
I just was wondering about the chip, the gun that they have now that they're going to start shooting chips into people's foreheads.
Yeah, that was a prank joke out on the Internet. There is a plan to put chips in the entire population. I'll try to answer your questions when we get back with our guests. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Okay, the next hour, I'll get into all the news, back into the microchipping, all the different police state information. We'll also play an audio clip of Bush last night saying everything was scripted. And so that's coming up as well. We'll have to have her back on the show, Catherine Austin Fitz, former Assistant Secretary of Housing And we really appreciate her coming on the show. We got a bunch of other callers here. I want to at least get Hank in before our guest has to leave us. But I like what you say in your letter to Condoleezza Rice, that your motives are transparent. You are a liar. You knew. You kept silent. They died. You're going down. The richest and most powerful people in the world pay for performance. They pay you to make the U.S. governmental apparatus look legitimate while they use it to centralize economic and political power. That means they need liars who are better at lying than you. She's not a very good liar, is she?
Well, I think, Condoleezza Rice has done fairly well lying. I just think we're at a point where lies are not going to work anymore. There are too many serious questions that have been documented on 9/11, and it's been going on too long, and too many people are watching, and those lies aren't going to hunt. The truth is going to come out here, and so I think we've reached a point where these folks have overplayed their hand, and they're going to get caught.
Well, they are. They have been caught. Almost everybody I talk to, I do my own national show. I go on other national shows and lay out the evidence of how they carried out 9/11. They didn't just let it happen. They carried this whole thing out.
Right, but I think Rice is a professional when it comes to handling this kind of stuff. And the good news for us is that someone who's as professional as she can't pull it off. That's good news. That means, once again, the truth comes together and lies fall apart, and that's working for the pro-decentralization team.
Don't we expose them, stop them from carrying out more terror attacks by exposing who's behind the terror, who stands to gain?
Right.
I mean, that's
the
only
we can bring sunshine, and the more we can shift our money, and the more we can use consumer power. I mean, all it takes, because their whole operation is so leveraged, all it takes is relatively minor shifts in total viewership and total money to get very powerful changes here.
I hear you. Well, Catherine Austin Fitz, thank you for coming on the show, and your website, Solari.com.
Alex, thanks so much. You have a wonderful day.
Sure, and that website, Solari.com, right?
www.solari.com.
And how do you spell that?
It's S-O-L-A-R-I, and it's from the Greek. It means to illuminate, to reduce anxiety through illumination.
All right, well, that is by exposing. Okay, well, thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Take care. Interesting lady, in the government, and she wrote a good letter to Condoleezza Rice. We had her on the show. We're going to come back in the next hour, and I will get to Hank and Dave and Maggie and Holt and everybody else is patiently holding. Speaking of supporting patriots, those that fight tyranny, support your local AM and FM station. Sponsor them. Sponsor this show. Buy my videos. Tell your friends and family about the show. Email your email list. Tell them about the broadcast. That's why we're reaching tens of millions of people now. I'm a guy that started out on Access TV 9 years ago, and now I've reached tens of millions of people. You can be a leader, too. A great way to educate yourself and educate others is with my dynamic films. I've made 10 films, written a book, published a book. Carry a lot of other great videos and books by great researchers and authors. Peruse all the material we have to offer at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. You want to expose the globalists? Buy 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Buy Masters of Terror. Both films expose 9/11. Make 100 copies. You can do it in 100 days. Buy another VCR. Buy the blank tapes. Cost you a couple hundred dollars to do it. Make the copies. Mail them out to all your public officials and talk show hosts and opinion makers. A lot of them will watch it and wake up. If we don't expose the murdering killers of 9/11, they're going to carry out even bigger attacks and take everything we got and totally enslave us. I know we can win if you move, if you take action. Third hour coming up. Stay with us.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.